setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. And this has a big-time professional focus on it because we don't look at work as a four-letter word. You know, some people say work and it's like, oh, it felt like work. Work's not a four-letter word. Work is something we were literally created to do. And you know this. You know this because you lie awake at night at some point and go, what am I supposed to do with my life? Or we say things like, what do I want to do when I grow up, right? Not to the kiddos. I mean, just adults throw that around too. You know, I've had people go to me, well, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. What they're saying is, I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to do with my life. And so how can you ask that question and not inherently realize that there's more to work than a paycheck? There's purpose. So we want to help you move from paycheck thinking to purpose thinking. And we can do it through the seven stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That's the clear path. Anybody can do it. Everybody should do it. Because this whole conversation is not about you making a bunch of money and getting a private jet and putting it on Instagram. I'm so sick of seeing those pictures. Like, that is success. That's a complete fairy tale trap. Success. It's not about stuff and status. Success is about significance. Making that significant contribution that you were created to make. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. We'll get to your calls in a minute, but I want to lead off today's show. The last 2 days, I've been doing a little bit of a breakdown, a deep dive into the three elements that every human being has. I call them the three indicators in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. And that is talent, passion, mission. This is how we get clear, which is stage one that I just laid out in all seven stages. I got to get clear. Well, what's the role? It's not about the exact job. There are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dream jobs. But I must get clear on what my unique contribution is. And so I do that by aligning my talent, passion, and mission. So quick review, talent, very simple. It's what we do best. Technical skills, people skills. Character traits. Okay? Think of those as tools, premium tools that will allow you to do work you love. That's passion. I call it passion because it's a love of the work. You will suffer patience, suffer training, suffer setbacks in order to do the work. Come on, folks, this isn't difficult to understand. But then there's a third element. It's not just talent using what you do best to do work you love. Passion, all work creates a result. So the third and final piece that really brings everything into purposeful alignment is mission. And I define mission as results that matter deeply to you. When I use what I do best, talent, to do work I love, passion, to produce results that matter to me, mission. Woo-hoo-hoo! People look at us and go, you were born for this. Duh. So what do I mean by results that matter deeply? Well, in the new career assessment called the Get Clear Career Assessment, it's available now as well. You could get that right now with the book in a $30 bundle at kencoleman.com. We reveal your number one missional result out of the six missional drivers. We know this from psychology. I just went and did the research. What are the intrinsic motivators? Intrinsic motivators just mean it's fancy for saying, I do it because I want to, not because I have to. For instance, when I tell my kids to clean their room, that's extrinsic motivation because it's usually attached to clean your room or you don't get to go play with your friend, right? Clean your room or you don't go to the pool or whatever. So what my kids are doing is they are cleaning their room so that they can get to do something else. Or I'll say, if you don't clean your room, I'm taking your phone away or whatever. So they are cleaning their room so as to avoid punishment. Both of those scenarios are what we call extrinsic motivators. There's an outside driver. They're only doing it to do something else. Intrinsic motivation is, I do it because I want to. I do it because I want to. I'm not working out because I'm competing against the guy next to me because we're both overweight and we're trying to lose weight and I'm in a competition and he gets $100 if I lose. That's extrinsic again. I'm getting up and working out because it makes me feel better. It makes me perform better. So I'm doing it for my own reasons. That's intrinsic. So there are six intrinsic motivators. And so in the assessment, we will measure where you at and you will get a result. So for instance, one is service, another is solution. I'll just use two of the six. I don't have time to unpack all six. And we'll also throw in, let's throw three in it. So achievement's another one. So you could be driven by achievement. It's not nasty. That's not gross. It's just, hey, I'm somebody, my number one driver, right, for a person who gets achievement is throwing up results, scoreboard, driving results. Okay, that could be a CEO who's a turnaround expert. They come in and they're like, we are going to turn this thing around. I am about maximization. Okay, scoreboard numbers. So let me give an example there. A salesperson who takes the assessment or looks at what's my number one mission or result. I love sales and it allows me to create the result, to produce the result of achievement. I know if I'm selling a lot, we're driving revenue, it's helping everybody. Very, very reasonable. However, you could have another salesperson that their driving mission is service. And they call me up and they say, Ken, I'm really good at sales. I've got the talent. I really love connecting with people. I love communicating with people. And I've been very sick, but something's missing. And I'll dig in a little bit. And by the way, these are real examples. I've had many calls like this. I'll dig in and then they'll say, you know, I love most the service side of it, not the selling and the result of the big sale, but that I give the person what I know is really going to help them. And they feel very confident that I've given them a great solution. So if something's off for that person, talent, passion are there. They got the talent of communication, the talent of connection, talent of persuasion, right? They love connecting, the communicating side of it. But what really drives them is not the achievement, it's service. So you know what I'd say to that person? I'd go, you know what? Maybe you get out of a sales role, maybe get into a sales support role or more into customer service, where you're using the talents of connection and communication and you're still and doing work you love where you're with people. You're teaching, you're explaining, you're advising. But for the ultimate result for you is service, solving their service or solving their product problem. So I give you that example for you to understand that that last piece, mission, is something we always overlook. The results of my work, not just the work, but am I working for a company? Am I putting out something that I say as a service or a product, even if I'm developing or I'm in customer service or logistics, that connects to me and my values. Don't overlook mission. Don't overlook those key results. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose by helping you discover purpose in your work. Discover the area, the role in which you can uniquely bring what you do best to do work you love, to produce results that matter. And you start to realize this whole work thing isn't about you. The notoriety, the financial benefits, all are nice, but it's really about making the difference in the lives of other people. Somebody out there, in fact, a whole lot of somebodies, need us to show up and be the best version of ourselves. And hey, here's the deal. I know, because I hear this from you, from all the resources we generate for you, that the job search is frustrating. And a lot of times you're just spending hours and hours and hours. I get calls going, Ken, I've filled out this many resumes. I've done this many job applications. It takes a lot of time. It's just really, really time consuming. Here's the good news. My friends at ZipRecruiter can help you get a lot of your valuable time back. ZipRecruiter's number one hiring site in the U.S., and they've got a one-click apply feature that I've been going nuts about. You can apply for jobs quickly and easily without filling out your info multiple times. When you find a job you want to apply for, ZipRecruiter will submit your application for you using all the details that are in your profile. So this is a one-click apply feature. After you filled out your profile, you got to go right now. I don't know what you're waiting for. If you want the easiest job search, the most effective job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's free and it's super effective. They're working for you. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Go, 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 go. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Cortland, New York. Austin is on the line. Austin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Austin. What's up?
Well, I had a little bit of a conundrum that I'm facing.
Okay.
Well, I'll take you to the beginning. Since I was 16, senior in high school, I've been really wanting to do some environmental protection work. Mm-hmm. And what that would ultimately be after taking your, going through career clarity and everything would be an environmental conservation officer with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Okay.
So right now, my current situation, I've really, really, really been interested in that type of work. And I'm in a job now. I've been here for 5 years, on and off. Well, not on and off. I had like a 6-month absence from the job. But I've been here for 5 years, and it's kind of starting to take a overwhelming toll on me with a lot of buildup.
Okay.
And the issue that I'm facing is this position that I'm in now would allow me to work part-time and go to school to do the education that I need to get the position, which is a requirement because I have looked into it.
Okay.
And so there's that, or I have a position that fell into my lap from an old coworker who works at a car dealership, and it would be more money, but it's a salaried position where I have to be the full 10 hours throughout the day hours where I would normally get my field and lab courses out of the way for school.
Sure. Well, I think it's as simple as what is the best option for you to get where you want to go. And the good news is you're clear and you know what it takes to get qualified. So you're really in between stage one and stage two. Get clear, get qualified, and you know what it takes to get qualified, and you've got a plan. So can mm-hmm. you afford mm-hmm. the first option where you're working part-time and doing the schooling?
It would be a little tough. Reason being, my wife, she's in between jobs at the moment too. So with her, the little bit of lack of income, I kind of would have to keep that up.
Okay, so there's the key. So the reality is that what you're facing right now is a timing issue. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if the wife had a job right now, right? If she wasn't in between jobs, then this would be a no-brainer, correct?
Correct. She is currently collecting the unemployment benefits and she's been seeking out a job. She was laid off from the local school district.
How confident are you that she's going to land something?
I'm confident. I think that she needs more confidence in herself.
But is she on board with this plan for you?
Yes, she's fully supportive 100%, and I couldn't ask anything more of that.
Well, great. So I don't think this is risky for you to take option one, where you take the part-time job, which will allow you to get the education. It might be tight for a couple months, but you could buckle down, correct?
Yeah, it's just, it's the over the overwhelming, or the buildup of the position, because I started it when I was 17. I've been here for 5 years, and I mean, I don't absolutely hate the job, but it's not something I really enjoy doing
anymore.
Okay,
well, but again, it really isn't my call. I'm trying to walk you through kind of what you could do. And so, you know what? I didn't let you answer the question. Which one of these two options puts you on the path that you want to be on?
I would think probably the part-time job, because it gives me the hours in the day, the flexibility to be able to go and do the required day courses for school.
That's right, because here's the deal. If you take the second option, when would you be able to go to school?
Like time-wise or like date-wise?
Yeah, time-wise. Would you be able to do it at night?
Not necessarily, because it's a lot of environmental field work, which most of that is daytime type of stuff.
So you see my point?
Yeah.
Let me throw one other little wrinkle into option one. I think it's option one, and you and the wife get together and we tighten the budget until she gets a full-time job and it fires her up a little bit more. She needs to get a little more motivated, a little more confident, because she's on board. You said she's an amazing woman, an amazing wife, and she's in support. So that's really great. So now this is the urgency.
Yeah.
So the wrinkle to option one is I know that you don't love this job, but it's for a season. It's not that much longer. You've put up with it this long. You can put up with it longer, correct?
Yeah, I feel like I could.
Yes. Come on, man. You can do it. Because you got a reason for doing it. You couldn't stay with it if there were no reason on the other side.
Yeah, that's why I'm contemplating this, staying with it, because it would allow that. It's just the income would fall, and then.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I had to do a little coaching there, but let me get back to my wrinkle.
Yes, sir.
The other wrinkle is you stay in the part time job, or you move to part time. You do the schooling that you need to do, but you can pick up another part-time, maybe 3 or 4 nights a week, and that helps with the money side of things. Am I right?
Yes, sir. And there was actually a third option that it's ironic, I was on hold with you and my coworker mentioned to me.
Great.
He said that right around the corner from my house and where I live, there's a factory position that's open with a substantially higher pay, and that could possibly be like a second or third shift option. So that would almost give me
Dude. Come
there and the time away.
Ding, ding, ding. I wish you'd have told me that 3 minutes ago. I love that option. That's a great option. You've got to get qualified, dude.
Right.
It's time to step. Time to step into stage two. No more thinking about it.
Right.
Take the third option.
Yeah.
That's the extra dough that takes the pressure off your wife so that she can get the right job too. I like it all the way around. You're fine. You got this. The answer is don't take the car dealer job. All that's going to do is delay what you know the next step needs to be. And in this situation, you're going to be able to step into stage two, which is get qualified. While you're getting qualified, let's just remind everybody, if you're new to the program, in Austin's situation, while he's getting qualified, he's getting connected. That's stage three. What's cool about stage two and stage three is you can do them at the same time. So for instance, you got an 18-month program or 24-month program, 36-month program, or a 4-year degree, whatever it is, and you're getting qualified. You can be getting connected using my proximity principle. I'm going to get around people that are doing what I want to do. I'm going to get in places where that's happening. If I'm volunteering or part-time work, interning, those are the ways you do it. And so while you're getting that qualification, the ticket to get into the dance, I'm getting connected. So that once I got the ticket, I got people going, hey, come dance with us. That's how that works. All right. And that is stage three. We can be in stage two and three at the same time. In fact, we should be. You can always be connected and getting connected while you're getting qualified. All right. So they're together. And then that allows us to step into stage four, getting started. Now you're on the ladder. Woo, I love it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Thrilled to have you with us. Hey, big news, big news, big news. If you haven't heard, I don't know how you have it if you've been listening to the show. My brand new book, which unveils the seven stages that will get you to do what you were born to do, is entitled From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's now available for pre-sale. It comes out November 9th. And we've got some really, really motivating offers for you. I'm basically trying to bribe you to buy it ahead of time so we come out really, really fast and strong on the bestseller list. So people go, why do we do this? This is why. We want to get it in front of as many people as possible. So here's the deal. You can get it now pre-order for $20. You also get the ebook, the audiobook, and $100 of other amazing free resources. Then there's an actual bundle where you get the book for $20, the ebook, the audiobook, the $100 for your goodies, and for only $10 more, my brand new Get Clear Career Assessment, which is, there's no assessment like it. I've been working on this for 2 years, and it is the ultimate tool for getting you clear, which is stage one. Now, we write about this in the book as well, and I give you the exercises to do on your own, which is a lot harder than if you let us ask you all the questions and you answer about yourself in the assessment. So the Get Clear Career Assessment is going to give you a great report on your top three talents, your top three passions, and your primary mission at work. Fill out a purpose statement for you that becomes your guiding North Star in all your professional endeavors to stay on purpose, and even shows you professional possibilities, the type of work that you need to be looking into so that you can do further clarity. So all of that for $30, just that bundle, you get the book and the assessment, the other two formats of the book and all the goodies. So kencoleman.com is where you go. Go check it out. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Loganville, Georgia. Russ is on the line. Russ, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me on. How you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Russ. What's up?
Hey, I have a really good job. I just don't like it very much, but I'm very good at it, and I get paid well.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do something more. As a matter of fact, I had considered opening a business as a draftsman and trying to sell to people doing mom-and-pop builds. And a trusted advisor suggested, hey, there's a lot of builders who could use your help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great way for me to go to help in a design estimating thing. But my question to you is, can you advise me on some of the best ways to find out? I've been out of my home building business closed in 06. So I'm looking for the best way to find these builders and get with the individuals in the building company to have maybe a cup of coffee and find out their needs and talk to them and present myself when I'm super busy and they're super busy.
Yep.
What do you recommend?
Yep, that's a really good question. And the good news is you know the industry. You know where these builders are, don't you?
Well, that's just it. Nowadays, I mean, from 06 to now, things have changed drastically, especially after the 08 bubble burst.
No, not true. I don't know what you're talking about, but you and I aren't talking about the same thing. What I mean is, you can go about this two ways, okay? Most people would go, well, I'm going to call up their offices, and you know that, and you're going, I don't think that's going to work. That's going to take too much time. That's why you called me, and I'm glad you did. I'll call them up, or maybe I'll stop by and give them my card. Yeah, that's awful. These builders aren't sitting in offices very much. These builders are in their trucks, and they're moving around between their job sites and builder supplies. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a builder for 10 years.
Okay, that's my point. It hasn't changed. Contractors and builders aren't, unless you're talking about the CEO of Pulte or a national home builder, but that's not what you're talking about.
No. I'm talking about locals.
I know you are. I know what you're talking about, and I'm trying to tell you that's where they are. So if it's me, I'm showing up with coffee and donuts on building sites, and I'm hoping that the builder's there when I show up before work. If he's not, somebody's there, and the foreman, and I start to get to know people, and I go, hey, I'm a draftsman. I'm a local draftsman, and I'm looking to start making connections with folks, and I just stop by with donuts. Who's your builder? Does he stop by this? You see what I'm saying? Like, let's stop making this so complex. This is just good old-fashioned. I got to roll up my sleeves. I got to change my schedule a little bit. I got to sacrifice some of my personal time, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to surprise and delight. And I'm eventually going to meet these builders, and they're going to go, man, this dude Russ is sharp. So glad you showed up, Russ. And you showed up for one reason, to tell me that you're a draftsman and that you would be thrilled and humbled for the opportunity to compete for their business. And when I say compete, What are you charging? What are your current draftsmen charging you? I'd like to beat their price if I can. I don't even know how to tell you what to say because I'm clueless in this area, but I'm kind of sort of giving you some ideas, right?
Right, right. And, you know, my bent is the last time I had a drafting program, it was Autodesk. Of course, I draft daily with the structural system, and that's just one of my challenges. I'm looking at the many of the ones that I have now, but I want to present myself to these builders as, hey, I would like to help you.
Great.
With the challenges you face.
All right, let me play the builder. How are you going to help me?
Well, I'd like to know, you know, are you facing the same things that I faced a decade or more ago? Needing estimating, design.
There we go. You lead with that. Hey, just curious, are you still, I was a builder. You still struggling with this, and this? Boom, hit them with that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we're identifying pain points. Listen, you've got everything it takes. I wish there was some fancy way to do this. But, you know, if you want to make sure you're current, then I don't think it's a bad idea for you to connect with some actual draftsmen. That's my proximity principle. In order to do what you want to do, get around people that are doing it. Get around some of these men and women that are doing this and find out what the current softwares are, or whatever the things you were just talking about. Make sure that you're up to date on the tools. But at the point that you feel you're ready to deliver value, this is about getting around and meeting builders where they are. And I think the number one calling card for you is that you used to be a builder.
Right.
Because, see, I immediately go.
I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're one of us, right? You're not some mm-hmm. draftsman wannabe who's trying to show up with donuts. No, you're a former builder who wants to get back in it. And by the way, lead with that. Man, I got a good job, but I don't like it. And so I said, you know what? I'm not doing this much longer. So I used to be a builder.
Well, actually, I'm hoping to keep my job because it pays so well.
I know, Russ. Don't get so literal on me. The point is if your drafting business goes nuts, you're going to quit that job. Am I right?
Probably.
That's what I mean. Don't be so literal, Russ. Russ, you gotta talk shop with them. You gotta connect with them. Hey, man, I'm a former builder. I got a day job right now that eventually I'm going to quit. But I'm going to quit it once I get my drafting business back up because I used to be a builder. But I'm just curious. I just want to pick your brain. You still struggling with this, and this? Because I'd like to help you. Oh, by the way, because you just let me interrupt you on the job site, here's a Krispy Kreme donut and a cup of coffee. Come on, Russ.
That sounds good.
I know. It's a great idea. That's how you're going to get the builders. You're not going to ask for an appointment and send them emails. Builders are on the go. What?
Oh, no. I actually have a connection. So a lot of the subs have come and gone, and their sons are doing their work instead.
Great.
The realtors are still around.
Good.
And I think that's the key to find out the needs in the market.
See, Russ, you know way more about this than I do. All right? You're already way past me. You know everybody you need to know. How do you do it when they're busy?
Well, that sounds super, Ken.
I
appreciate your input there, and I think that some motivation for me to get out on the job site with a donut and a box of coffee.
I'm telling you what, man. You want to get a builder's attention? Give him something yummy on the job site and tell him you're one of him. Instant connection, Russ. You got this. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Again, don't forget the brand new book. It comes out November 9th. It's entitled From Paycheck to Purpose, because that is where everybody really wants to go. From paycheck to purpose. You want to make the income that you need and desire, but you also want to make an impact, and it's possible. I unveil the clear path to doing work you love through the 7 stages in the book. Go pre-order it right now for only $20. You get all kinds of freebies, including the ebook and the audio book. Go get it, kencoleman.com. All right, folks, welcome back to our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, where we are on the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome. You are joining a conversation completely about your purpose. And here's what's cool about this. Your purpose isn't all about you. It's about others. When you are on purpose in your work, you're also going to feel more on purpose in your relationships as well. You think about somebody who's just not happy in their work. There's no meaning, or maybe they're straight out miserable. They're in a toxic situation. That's going to come out to your friends and family. So this is a big picture conversation. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. All right, let's go to Emrit, who joins us in Lansing, Michigan. Emrit, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Hello, Emrit.
And hello, can you hear me?
There we go. How are you? How can I help?
Sorry.
No worries.
I'm giving you a phone call. I'm hoping for some advice on I'm trying to get a raise. My yearly review is coming up in the next month, and basically we come through a quarterly review, and I've exceeded expectations on all of them, and I'm just trying to go ahead and see how I would approach my boss on asking for a substantial size raise, sizable raise.
Yeah, so glad you called on this. Great job, first of all, in what you've achieved. But do not ask for a raise. Ask for a growth plan.
Okay.
Ask for a growth plan.
Okay.
Now here's how this goes. So you sit down with them. They're going to do their normal stuff in their yearly review, annual review. You've probably done this before with them, so you know what to expect, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. So you let them lead with that. And there's going to come a point in time, like I'm assuming there always is, where you get a chance to give feedback or talk, correct?
Correct.
Okay. In that moment, say, hey, I'm super excited, and I really want to grow here. And so I wanted to ask you, since we're now in my annual review, I thought it'd be great for us. I would love to work with you and have you create a growth plan for me. And here's what I would like for us to talk about to create the growth plan. These are the three elements. I don't care how you say it, but you can include this in there. The first is, where are some things, and they've probably already mentioned it. So if they've already mentioned some areas where you could get better, where they want to see you do better and get better and grow, then you go, I'm so glad you shared that. Is there anything else? Because that's the first thing in the growth plan. I want to measure the improvements in an area where you're telling me I need to improve. So how can we measure that? Because
right.
I'm grateful you showed that to me and I'm going to improve, but I want to be able to help. I want you to hold me accountable. How can we measure that? That's going to blow your leader away. All right. So it's always, what are some things that I can do better? Where are some areas where I'm not as strong as I could be and you want to see me grow? Second thing, what are some additional skills? So these are not areas of weakness, but maybe some additional skills or experience that you think that we can add to my tool belt. Do you understand that question as well?
Yes.
So that's additional training, additional skill set, maybe experience. Hey, what are some things I can do to make myself more valuable? Not just areas of improvement, but there's some things I can add that are more skill driven or experience driven. And the third question is, if I improve in those areas, how can we create a financial growth plan as well? Because I want to be more valuable, but I also want to make more money. So areas of improvement where I need to get better, areas that I can add more value. And in the third, how do we measure both of those so that I can grow in my salary and in my compensation? That's a whole different conversation than, hey, I'd like to talk about a raise.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do ask about the areas to improve in every single quarter.
Oh, sure.
And they really say that, you know, that you're doing a fantastic job. There's really nothing that you can't do besides keep doing what you're doing at this point. After 4 months, after me being within this position, a new team member was hired, and that person is making almost $10,000 to $15,000 more than me. And we have the same education level. She has been with the credit union a little bit longer, but it's the same. I work her cases and her daily tasks when she's out.
Does your leader know that you know that? What she makes?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Are you going to go in and tell your leader that you know your coworker who's been there less time than you is making $10,000 to $15,000 more? Are you going to share that?
I mean, I'm just trying to fulfill the butt.
No, no, I get you, brother. But listen, my advice doesn't change. I know you feel like you gave me new information, but my advice doesn't change. Because you and I both know you're not going to go in there and go, it has come to my attention that Susie over here is making 10 to 15 grand more than me. You're not going to say that, am I right?
Correct.
So this, let me just say this. Let me address this. This is, and I'm not laughing at the situation. This straight up sucks. Okay. I've gotten this call before. I want to address this. I do not want to skirt this. This will eat you alive if you're not careful. It just will.
Okay.
So here's the deal. The only thing I can tell you, and I'm not privy to this situation, but I will tell you that this is not as abnormal as it seems, and it feels like an injustice to you, and that's normal. It might be, but it also could be what I know from studying the trends in the news, and especially in today's job market. This is going to happen, and it is happening every day. 10 plus million jobs available, 8.5 million people unemployed. There are people right now that are doing a great job and killing it, making one salary, and companies to get new talent in, they got to have talent. They got to have people. They will offer them more money than they currently have. It sucks that you know this information. This is akin to the idea of, do you want to know when you're going to die? I, for one, do not. That kind of information can just destroy you. And knowing what your coworkers make can destroy a person if you focus on it. Do you hear me?
Correct.
Can't focus on it. You cannot focus on it. And okay. since you can't reveal it, you're in a situation where you go, look, I just want to drive value. And if it gets to the point where you can't handle that anymore, then you're going to have to self-select and move on. But I will tell you, don't assume it's because they think she's better than you. This happens every day, and it's happening right now. I mean, and again, I don't want to defend companies, but if I can, from a recovering overanalyzer, can I just help some people that are in this situation? Because this sucks. Coworker, same work you do. They're making more money doing the same work. They don't have more experience, or maybe it's not that big of a deal. Let me just tell you something. When a company has to go get somebody else, let's say in a job market like today, they, and I'm not defending what they've done, but I want to give you context. They can't necessarily go hire Susie and pay Susie what they're paying you because the market has changed. For instance, if I sell my house today, the amount of money I will make on it versus 2 years ago, it's different. This is a market situation. So when they bring Susie in, the only way they could get Susie for a position they needed to fill, they got to pay her this much. And it turns out it's $10,000 to $15,000 more than you're making. That sucks. But did they do anything wrong? No. They've done nothing wrong. If they've done anything wrong, it's that they didn't tell everybody they hire. Now listen, Susie. We don't talk about salary around here. And if you talk about your salary and we find out about it, this is bad news for you. We got to be adults. And if you have the opportunity to see what your coworkers are making, can I just tell you to run? Run! There is too much psychology to overcome. But I just want to say the company's done nothing wrong there. This is about market dynamics in reality, and it just is. Right now's the time. I said this in the YouTube show today. If you're going to go get a new job, do it now. Now, because there are going to be a lot more people coming back into the job market when the federal unemployment insurance dissolves September 6th, if it does, Labor Day, ironically enough, and kids go back to school, which I hope they do, but with this COVID nonsense, changes every day. But when mamas can go back to work, watch out. There's a lot of talent on the sidelines in the form of professional women who had to go home to take care of their kids. They're coming back, and this job market's not going to stay this hot. You better move now. All right, my time is almost up. But remember this, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.